And the chap who was a bit older than me, his name was Eric Taylor. He was an assistant scout master, as they were called then, to a chap called John Beckett, who ran this church-sponsored group, the 7th, Welling Garden City. And he said, "Why didn't you come down?" I said, "Well, I suppose I thought I was a bit old for it, really." And that was, I think, 1948. So anyway, I went along, and this John Beckett, who was the scout leader, was a North Countryman who was a little bit eccentric. We met, to start with, I think it was at Lawrence Hall, which is in Applecroft Road. And that was only a few hundred yards away from where I lived, actually. Quite handy, you know. Every day, I forget which one, I think it was Wednesday we used to go. Always the tying knots and, you know, all that sort of thing, and lashings, and a bit of first aid, and all those sort of things. Played games, of course, in the hall. Very dangerous game called hockey, which we used to play with a stave, which was a 4'6" pole, and we used to swing these around, and you can imagine the staves used to run up the other stave, you know. It was quite dangerous. Although a British bulldog, which is a bit frowned on now, which was just a big rough and tumble, really. And it was strange, because we didn't do much swimming, but I couldn't swim at that time. Later on, I had a friend who taught me when I was about 29. And of course, then, when I could swim, I started taking scouts swimming and cubs and teaching them to swim, you know. By the time I was about 16, I was sort of acting as a leader. I wasn't old enough to be a leader. The assistant priest was a man named Father Hoy. He was a group scout leader. We used to, I say, go camping and things like that. Well, locally, the main place we used to go was a place called Barnes Wood, which belonged to Sir William Ackland. And that was at the top of the hill going out of Digswell. And he eventually gave the scouts in Welling Garden a big lump of woodland attached to Barnes Wood. Barnes Wood, which was his garden, really, where we used to camp. But I mean, it's a huge, huge garden. And we had the woods, and we used to go in there and collect firewood and at the local campsite. But we used to go and pull a trek cart. You know what a trek cart is? Two-wheeled cart with wheels about 4 foot in diameter. And we used to pile it up. That's up a huge hill going out of Digswell. We eventually built a scout hut with the help of the church on Our Lady's School in Woodall Lane in the ground. When I got to 18, I took out a warrant as an assistant scoutmaster, 1951. So I became a scout leader then. Well, when we first started, we were a closed, sponsored group, which meant everybody, in theory, had to be a Catholic, although one or two non-Catholics crept in, I think. Eric, he became scout leader, and I was his assistant scout leader. I mean, we were at school together, so we knew one another very well, and we went to all sorts of camp with very little money. In those days, you could get cheap fares and things like that, especially for group. Yeah, we went to Linton and Lynmouth, well, a place above there, and we walked from the this railway station. We went by railway. The kit was all packed up in a big, huge box and sent by rail and British Road Services, who picked it up from the station and dropped it at the farm. And we'd ordered food to the farmer, you know, and he got a lot of food in, and camped up in this hill which we walked to. I mean, sometimes we were walking up, literally up, 45-degree hill, you know, and in fields, because Eric had visited the place on a motorbike with a friend of his and sort of found this campsite, which was only like a farmer's field, and he couldn't remember exactly where it was. I think we found it on the map, so we said, right, we're going towards it on the map. I mean, we literally walked across fields to it, you know, and up hills, I mean, it was miles. But we were at Lawrence Hall, and then we went into an old ex-fire, an FS fire service, you know, the auxiliary fire service it was in the war. And they'd left some buildings down in Frethen Road, which was not far from Hanside Lane. we were in there for some years, and, you know, we could store our equipment there. The only thing is, burglaries and things like that were always a problem with those buildings, and the building was in a terrible state, and, you know, it wasn't ours, and we had to move out in the end when the back wall fell out. So